All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the end of the 2017 college football season did not end on a strong note for the Miami Hurricanes. However, the future for this program is still bright. Miami finished this college football season with a record of 10-3 for their first 10-win campaign, which since 2003, when they were still members of the Big East Conference. Now, Miami won their first 10 games of the season, and they reached the second overall ranking in the college football playoff before they were upset on the road versus Pitt in their regular season finale. They were obliterated by Clemson in the ACC championship game, and then they lost at home, basically on their home field, to the Wisconsin Badgers in the Orange Bowl. Now, under head coach Mark Richt, in two seasons, Miami is 19-7. Their appearance in the ACC championship game was the first in school history. And of course, when Miami first came to the ACC in 2004, it was basically almost assumed that you would see the Hurricanes consistently there. Issues at the head coaching position, along with potential sanctions, have really hurt Miami over the years. And the biggest thing has been the fact that they have lost the recruiting battle in South Florida, which is something that Richt and his staff are attempting to rectify. Now, Miami does have some key players coming back. You look at quarterback Malik Rozier, along with running backs Travis Homer and Mark Walton. On that defensive side of the ball, Shaq Quarterman and Michael Pinckney at linebacker should be back for 2018 for Manny Diaz's defense, as the defensive coordinator really got things going this season at the U. Of course, there was the big phenomenon, which was the turnover chain, which was, you know, given to any defender on Miami's defense that, of course, first forced a turnover. Now, the culture is changing in Miami, and I think Richt is doing a good job as far as getting Miami back to what it once was. Miami had success here in 2017, and now it's time for them to attempt to keep that going, and they have to find a way to build off of what they were able to do this year. And the only way that they can do that is to go out there and win the ACC for the first time in school history, and on top of that, go out there and contend for that national championship. Because if you remember what the Miami program was all about in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, it was always them pushing for that national championship and having that swag, having that edge about them. And I think we are beginning to see that from this program once more. And it really helps that Mark Richt is a U of M alum, so he gets it and he understands what it takes to win down there. And I think Miami is going to be a force in the ACC next season, and they should have what it takes not only to contend for the ACC title, but I think you're going to see this Hurricane team in conversation to get to the college football playoff for the first time in school history. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement for the Cyclones in 2017, their 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the weekend's action from the wildcard round in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.